Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to talk to you about something that I find a lot of Christians are seemingly unaware of. In John chapter 1, for instance, Jews from Jerusalem come to John the Baptist and they ask him, "Who are you? Are you the Messiah?" And he says, "No." "Are you Elijah?" And he says, "No." Then they ask a third question, "Are you the prophet?" And he says, "No." Now, we know John is a prophet, so why does he deny this? It's because they're asking about a specific prophet. Who is the prophet? The prophet is someone that Moses refers to in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. There he says, "After me, God is going to raise up another prophet like unto me, and you will listen to him." And so this prophet like unto Moses, no one was quite sure. Is it another lawgiver? Is it the Messiah? Exactly who is this figure? And so what the New Testament wants you to know is the Messiah and the prophet likened to Moses is the same person. In fact, Matthew wants you to see Jesus as the new Moses. So, for instance, Matthew chapter 1 is all about the genealogy. That corresponds to the first book of Moses, Genesis, the book of genealogies. Matthew chapter 2, Jesus is born and all the innocents in Bethlehem are killed. Jesus goes to Egypt and comes back again. That corresponds to Exodus, where the children of Israel in Egypt are killed, where Israel comes out of Egypt. Matthew chapter 3 is John the Baptist. The third book of the Bible is Leviticus. What is that? Ceremonial washings corresponding to the baptism of John. In Matthew chapter 4, we find Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. The fourth book of the Bible is called Bamidbar in Hebrew, the book of Numbers, which means in the wilderness. And then, of course, the fifth book of the Bible is Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law, which corresponds to Matthew chapter 5, which is what? The Sermon on the Mount. So Matthew has Jesus sitting on a mountain like Moses, giving instruction to his disciples. We find Stephen, you cannot understand his sermon in Acts chapter 7 unless you understand that he's talking about Jesus being a Moses-like figure when he talks about Moses. And in verse 35, it says, you know, how they thrust Moses aside, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?" And Stephen says, "This Moses whom they rejected, saying, 'Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?' God sent back as both ruler and deliverer by the hand of the angel that led him." What's he saying? He's saying that Jesus is the new Moses. He's saying this Jesus who you rejected, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" God is sending back as ruler and deliverer. And this is the point, that we understand that Jesus is a new lawgiver. And because we are so anti-law as Christians, we don't understand what it means for Jesus to be the one that is the lawgiver. And if you go back to the Sermon on the Mount and you start to go to the end of it, the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. It ends with Jesus says, "He who hears my words and does them is like a man who builds his house on the rock, and the winds come and the rain comes and beats against it, the river rises and it stands fast. But the man who builds his house on the sand is like somebody who hears my word and doesn't do them. And that house is going to fall." And it says, "And great is the fall." Let's look at Jesus as our lawgiver, as our deliverer, as the one who's fulfilling the calling of a Moses. That's what the Word of God says. Meditate on that and let it change your heart.